This is Helldivers Radio, an audio fictional news broadcast, which is a weekly aired episode created by Helldivers for Helldivers and super citizens alike. This broadcast is not associated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony in any way, and is an original show by PV Production LLC. Please give the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to the show, comment your thoughts, good or bad. It really helps the show.
Here's your daily wartime update. Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose. With Penny and Bulldog, we're keeping you close.
Stay tuned for special announcements after the show.
Tune in tonight for updates that shine. 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time.
Good evening, citizens of Super Earth. Joe Turner here, bringing you the hard-hitting facts straight from the front lines. The war wages on, and no one can afford to look away. From Rasp's last stand to the bleak fall of Mort and Mog, there's no telling where we'll be next. Hold tight, because we're about to break it all down for you. This is GNR 107, your daily wartime update. It's 8 o'clock, 3:27 of 2185. Up next, Penny Lively with a tech update. We'll be right back after this break.
20 years after the bloodiest bug battle of his career, Mr. Stone, known now as Bulldog, was dragged back into the past. Haunted by loss, pulled by duty, he returned to the planet that nearly broke him, and walked through the doors of Steel Horizon to find old ghosts at the bar. But memories didn't wait. As the stories spilled out, so did the truth. A recon mission gone wrong, mutated bugs, and a company caught in a fight they never saw coming. Old flames reignited, soldiers fell, and command demanded the impossible. Now, with the team bloodied but alive, retreating under the Eagle's protection, they face a grim new reality. The galaxy-wide war thought to be over did not end so abruptly. It's just evolved.
The battle at the outpost was brutal. We held the line, but it cost us. 2 soldiers didn't make it back, and 6 more were injured. 2 of them were sent to the local trauma center, while the rest were patched up on site. The convoy returned under the cover of dusk. The final miles blessedly quiet, no sign of the bugs following us. But the silence didn't bring us peace. Inside the outpost, the work continued. Weapons cleaned, equipment repaired, and wounds tended to. Everyone knew this wasn't the end, just a momentary lull before the next storm. And while the sun dipped below the horizon, the real work was just beginning. Grayson's recon team was deep into decoding the genetic makeup of these bugs, searching for answers we desperately needed.
This April Episode 3 comes to all platforms. Watch the production live on Twitch next week with Joe Turner 107. Make sure to watch Episodes 1 and 2 as Episode 3 will be coming this April. You don't want to miss it.
Time for your GNR 107 tech update. Patch 01.002.201 is here, and I can assure you, it's packed with fixes and tweaks that will make your life a lot easier on the battlefield. Here's what you need to know. The LAS-58 Talon has finally been optimized with the proper reload mechanic, meaning no more mid-battle overheating. The Liberator Concussive also got a smooth overhaul, slightly more ammo capacity, and better ergonomics. Consider it your new best friend in tough situations. We've also worked hard on multiplayer stability. Quick play matchmaking should now run smoother, and you'll notice fewer crashes overall. That's one less thing to worry about when you're focused on the fight. And of course, the Penrose Energy Siphon is doing its thing. This could make all the difference in slowing the Singularity's path. Fingers crossed that it holds. Stay sharp, Helldivers. You know the drill. Report any issues with your gear, and make sure you're ready to roll out. That's all for now.
Thanks, Penny. Alright, let's dive into today's developments. It's been a week full of chaos, but there are still gleams of hope. Rasp's defense is looking solid, expecting a win by 1600 hours today. That's a big win, but Mort and Mog are in critical danger. We've got less than 12 hours before they fall. The Illuminate are pushing hard, and it's getting ugly fast. On a brighter note, Dolph might just be the next success story, but it's not a done deal. We'll need a week to know for sure. And Ivis? It's still a ticking clock. The Penrose Energy Siphon is doing what it can, but did it reach it in time? We're looking at an uphill battle in Mort, Mog, and Dolph. But for now, our focus is clear. Slow down the Singularity and protect Super Earth's core. No room for hesitation. That's your wartime breakdown. Up next, Bulldog with a democracy report.
Here to fight. They're here to burn everything in their path. Reports from Probus and Wazen are coming in hot. These upgraded automaton units are relentless. They're equipped for area denial, tearing through the battlefield with precision, forcing us back and making it harder to rescue civilians. The heat they're packing could fry any standard defense. They're not just more deadly, they're smarter. Their enhanced AI is locking down our usual tactics, keeping us on our toes with better coordination than we've ever seen. Their dropships are reinforced, making them tougher to take down. These bots are engineered to hold ground. And if we don't respond fast, we'll be fighting an uphill battle. We can't just charge in and hope for the best. It's all about strategy. Pack the heaviest firepower, get tactical, and hit them where it hurts. No more defense. Now's the time to go on the offensive. We can't just charge in and hope for the best. It's all about strategy. Pack the heaviest firepower, get tactical, and hit them where it hurts. No more defense. Now's the time to go on the offensive. High Command's order is clear. Suppress those Illuminate invasions. The longer we hold them back, the more time we buy for our counter-offensives. The siphon's ticking, but we need more than that. This is critical. Helldivers, Super Earth's future depends on it. I'm heading out to check out the situation for myself. Updates from the field soon. Stay sharp, and remember, this is Bulldog. Signing off. There's a long road ahead.
Mm-hmm. Introducing Cofreedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom, crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cofreedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
Welcome to tonight's Table of Three, Helldivers. We've got a battle of ideas shaping up as we debate critical decisions. Do we hope the Penrose energy siphon succeeds, or do we focus on holding back the automaton forces? It's a question of strategy, and only one path will get us through. We've got Commander Thorne here, a veteran strategist who believes activating the siphon is the way forward. She argues that slowing the Singularity's growth now is the key to buying us the time we desperately need. Commander Thorne, you've made your position clear. But tell us, why do you believe now is the time to act?
We cannot afford to delay any longer, Joe. The Singularity is growing, and if we don't act now, it will be too late. The longer we wait, the more we risk losing everything. Slowing the Singularity's growth will buy us the time we need to secure our position before it consumes everything in its path.
On the other side, we have Major Lucas Darnell, an expert in defense warfare and logistics. Major Darnell believes that holding back the automaton forces is our immediate concern. Major, why is securing our defenses a higher priority for you?
Look, Alara, I get the gravity of the Singularity. But we can't just rush the siphon without securing our position first. If we lose our supply lines and resources, we won't be able to keep up the fight. Automaton forces are relentless, and if we don't stop them, we'll have nothing left to defend.
Lucas, I understand, but if we wait until we're secure, we may be too late. The Singularity is a galactic-scale threat that needs immediate action. Every second we delay, more worlds are at risk. We have to act now, or there won't be anything left to protect.
We can't stop the Singularity if we're wiped out first. We need strong defenses and working supply lines to keep fighting. Without that, the siphon won't make a difference. We must hold the line before we consider our next move.
The siphon buys us the time we need to secure everything else, Lucas. If we hesitate now, we risk losing everything we've fought for. We need to act before it's too late.
We have to prioritize defense, Alara. The automaton forces are relentless. Once we secure our position, we can activate the siphon with the strength we need to win.
Two compelling positions, folks. Commander Thorne, you argue that time is of the essence, while Major Darnell emphasizes securing our defenses first. It's clear both paths have high stakes, but only one can lead us forward. Helldivers, it's in your hands. Should we act now to slow the Singularity, or do we hold the line and make sure we have the strength to fight back? The choice is up to you. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a quick break to wrap this up.
Hey everyone, it's Grant, also known as Joe Turner. I've set up two new Twitch accounts, and I want to tell you all about them. One account is dedicated to all things Helldivers. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to bring the show to life. Next Friday, I'll be live-streaming the editing process for this show. So if you've ever wondered how it all comes together, you can see it firsthand. I'll also be editing the miniseries on the stream. So come hang out, ask questions, and chat. In addition to the Helldivers content, I've been building something special. A world I call Rutania. It's an alternate history, where Rome prioritized its navy just as much as its legions. This world is set in Terra Nova, which you might recognize as North America. I've been creating short stories and diving deep into the lore. And what I once thought would take 20 years to build, I'm now able to create thanks to the power of AI. So if you're interested in world building, alternate history, or just want to join me on this creative adventure, check it out. Be part of something new. Let's explore this world together. Can't wait to see you there. Don't forget to follow and check out the links below, so don't miss on this fun adventure.
And there you have it. Helldivers, stakes are high and decisions weigh heavy. We've got Rasp and Mog secured, but Mort, still on the edge. We're counting on you to make sure those worlds are secure. But we won't know if it's enough until it's too late. Meanwhile, the war for Super-Earth rages on. Repel the incineration core. Slow the singularity. Both are our priorities. Super-Earth's last transmission wants us to focus heavily on the Illuminate. Go where your galaxy map shows. Until tomorrow, keep your heads down, your weapons primed, and your loyalty to the mission unwavering. This is Joe Turner, signing off. Stay vigilant, Helldivers.
In every day, saw the front line, heard the metal scrape, feet fronts deep, no time to hesitate. Steel birds drop, no turning back, forging fire up, built to last. Wake up, get the bread, 25, 8, 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray, side by side through fire in the name. We ain't fugazi. Wake up, get the bread, 25, 8, 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray, side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. Chopping up, talking all that nonsense. I've been out the war zone, y'all just stepped in. Super Earth's rising, luck its drive. Factories burn, keeping war alive. Ministry of Unity, keeping us tight. Reported to center, keep the future bright. Fill out the form, let the system decide. Patriots march, we vote with pride. Helldivers drop when the sirens wail. Factories hum, ships set sail. Super Earth armed, ready to strike. Manage democracy, future so bright. I'm all over the map, might take a little nap. Then wake up and do a little rap, not with the cap. I murder a track, take it and run it right back. Federation don't sleep, 25-8. Super Earth moving, can't hesitate. When I make a couple mil by piles, I'm never coming home. Sworn to the cause, now this land is my own. Wake up, get the cup, get the bread. 25-8, 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray, side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. Workers grind, our forces ride. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die.
This was Helldivers Radio, a audio fictional news broadcast created, written, and audio engineered by Grant Peavyhouse, who also plays Joe Turner. The other cast members are as follows: Ashley Peavyhouse as Penny Lively and Devin Keister as Bulldog. Peavy Production LLC owns the rights and or holds licensing for music and sounds. This audio drama uses some AI voices and music in the production. If you are wanting to contact PV Productions LLC, please visit the website in the description. Thanks for listening. Never come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate.